Can you hear me now? Okay. My name is Lencho, and I am an alcoholic. Let's see. When I started drinking and stuff, I was like in my 20s. When I started, I was living in the coast in Pismo Beach. I started drinking over there and stuff. Having fun like everyone else does. I went to the beach and stuff. I went to bonfires, had fun. They had like dunes and stuff. I used to have fun with my friends and stuff. And then some people, and then it was fun after a while, you know what I mean? Just having fun. And, you know, pretty soon it catches up, you know, you get caught, you get in trouble. Went to jail over there once. My sister-in-law, she was a correctional officer. She got me out of jail because it was in San Luis. She got me out. And lucky for her, she got me out because she has connections, you know what I mean? So she got me out. And when I got home, to my brother's house, she told me that, next time you get in trouble, I'm going to leave you in there. And she was serious. She was mean. But, hey, I learned. I thought I learned. I wanted to drink more. I mean, I thought I learned, but I wanted to drink more, so I moved out over there, and then I moved out with my brothers, but I still lived in the coast. I met this guy and stuff, like, I asked if I can rent a room from him, and I did rent a room from him. He was a cool guy. I mean, he owned like a restaurant, had an old Mexican restaurant. It was on Pismo where the pier's at and stuff, down the boardwalk, whatever you call it. He was a cool guy. I mean, drink with him, party with him. My drink got really bad. I started drinking out of the bottle. It was really bad. Met some other people, other friends that I knew there. Met some new friends. I met this lady. She had friends that had limousines and stuff. I've never been in a limousine, so I wanted to go in a limousine and check it and try it, check it out. Cruise around and stuff. Went to bars. Started getting really bad over there. I moved back to Visalia because I'm born and raised here myself. So I moved back. Hopefully it can get better. But it didn't. We got in trouble by the cops, whatever, you know. Of course, I got arrested. I went to jail. I went to jail like several times over here. Went to court and stuff. The judge told me that the judge was not going to, I had to take the program, right? But the judge, I want to ask the judge, can I take the program? You know what I mean? Like being on probation and doing the meetings, stuff like that. And the judge said, no, I'm not going to give you. You're going to go do your time in prison or whatever. And I didn't want to because I'd never been in prison. I was kind of scared. I don't know what's going to happen there. But I had a public defender. She was pretty cool. She was pretty nice. She talked to the judge. And I talked to the judge, too, because I told him, I'm serious. I want to take the program. And then I guess he had heart, and he said, okay, I'm going to give you the program. But you need to do this, do this, do that. And I did all what he told me to do. I mean, I did my testing every time they call my number. I call in the morning, they call my number, I'm there to test. One time that they call my number, and it was on a Saturday, so you only have to 12 o'clock to test. So I went to the, went to go test, and I couldn't go because there's always someone there. One of the guys working there, they're looking right at you. They're standing by you. You know, you get nervous, you can't go pee. So, you know what I mean? I couldn't go, so they call it a missed test. And what happens, you go to court, you talk to the judge. The judge says, okay, you're doing so good. We're going to start you over. We're not going to start you over again. We're just going to back time it. We're going to just back it up. So I would do a little bit more. So I did this for 3 years. I only missed one. They call it a missed test. I only missed one, but I did it for 3 years. I did the program, New Heights. My counselor was Larry. They don't do it no more. I did the whole program. I graduated. I got my certificate. My mom was there. My mom put a smile on my face. I even cried when I walked up there and got it. Because she was there. She showed me support. I will never forget that. I started still going to the, I still went to the meetings, the Lotto Club. I go to other meetings, like with Albert, my friend Albert. I go to other meetings, he'll ask me to go and I'll go with them. Go to the out, or the Fresno meeting, that Lotto Club. Mm-hmm. The Fresno Lawn Club, but there's another one. That, there's a lawn club over there in Lemoore or something like that. I've been to that one. It was pretty nice. It was small. They don't have a pool table there. I volunteer at the Lawn Club a lot. I mean, I've been doing it for 11 years. Doing it for 11 years. How I stay clean and stuff. I don't have a sponsor. The way I do my recovery is I volunteer a lot. I help out people in recovery who need my help. I play a lot of pool. I play a lot of pool. Trying to think what else. I play a lot of pool. Since this COVID-19 started, I can't play no more. I mean, because of the, I used to, you know, I play in the bars because that's the only way you can play at. I stopped once, you know, I play a lot of pool, but I didn't have time to go to the meetings because I'm always playing pool. People ask me why I'm not going to meetings because I'm always playing pool. I just like playing it, and that's what keeps me sober too, playing pool. I'm so nervous right now. I'm sorry. I did the card thing. I got it stamped and stuff. I remember when I went to the meetings too, I didn't want to be in the rooms. I always sit in the back. But after a while, when you keep on going to meetings, you start moving forward. So I started sitting in the front seat. I remember I used to get my card stamped and then just walk outside to halfway to the meeting. I didn't want to be in the meetings. And being on doing probation and stuff, it saved my life. I mean, if it wasn't being on probation and peeing, I don't think I would have made it in the program. But doing it for 3 years, it saved my life. I finally got off probation. It was on April Fool's. So when a lady called me, she told me that I'm still on probation, and it was April Fool's. She thought, April Fool's, you're not. It was funny. I met a lot of people in this program. They helped me out a lot. If I need some work and stuff, they'll always call me. And I'm always working. Or if it's slow and they don't need me, I still volunteer. I always wanted my own family. I always wanted to be a father, and now since I met Leah, she takes care of me. I'm happy that I met her. I don't know. Well, the first time I asked her to be my Valentine's, and she shot me down. She's like, "No, I'm not. I don't really celebrate Valentine's." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, you want to go to movies?" She's like, "No." And I probably like a month or whatever, she called me out of like nowhere. She just called me and said, "And you still want to be my Valentine? You want me to be your Valentine still?" I'm like, okay. She was, when I started dating her, she was pregnant. I told her that I will support you and that child. And I have been supporting her. I am a good father to that child. I don't know. She's the baby. The baby's so beautiful, and I'm just happy to be a father, that I can be a father to that child. The first time I got to hold the child in the hospital, I was like, "Oh, how do you do this?" I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. When I called Kirk, I called my friend Kirk to ask him, how do I hold a child? And he told me how to do it, so I did. And now I'm just a whiz now of holding a child. And, I mean, I'm so nervous. Let's see. I remember that Leah used to go to work and stuff. I always took care of the baby. I was always there for that baby, for that little girl. And I still am. I raised her. I'm just happy to be there for that child, and I'm happy to be with Leah. If it wasn't for them, I don't know. I mean, sometimes we'll argue and stuff, but it's just the way it is in relationships. I'm sober to be sober. I'm happy to be sober. So, because I can do these things now. Of being a father and having a family. And the things I couldn't do before. And it's all because of this program. I don't have a sponsor because I can't read, and it's hard for me to read. I'm dyslexic. It's very hard for me to read. And I'm listening, and the way I listen on the tape and stuff for the, you know, the big book, I mean, they have it on tapes, and I guess they have it on audio, but my girlfriend Leah, she said that we'll read the book together so she can teach me how to read too. So that's what I want to do. I want to learn how to read so I can do the steps. the way you guys do it. Because I don't think it's just the same to do it listening on tape. I want to try it the other way. I mean, I always want to try it the other way. I know I can because I'm sober. And it's important to be in service, it's important to be in service because, you know, volunteering at the Lawn Club, I mean, there's a lot of people that go in there, they go to meetings. I'm there to volunteer to keep the doors open for the people to come to the meetings. I do that. I don't get paid and stuff. I do it to be in service. And I don't know. And giving back to the people. It's hard. It's very, very hard for me to do my steps because I can't read. I am looking for a sponsor that can work with me the way how I am, huh? So. And I got to be the Easter Bunny over there at the Lawn Club dance. It was on Saturday. I don't know. I liked it. I mean, I did it just for the kids and the grown-ups, and they took a lot of pictures with me. It was very hot in the suit. I mean, the head part, it was hot. I mean, I was sweating a lot. Like I said, I do a lot of service, and that was part of it. I mean, being a bunny, this is being a service. I mean, I did that mostly in my recovery. I mean, I didn't have a sponsor. I get anxiety a lot too. Like right now. I have a little bit of anxiety. I get really nervous. It's not one of my strengths. What? Speaking is not one of my strengths, so I really don't share a lot. People ask me if I want to share. When I'm at the Lawn Club at a meeting, I get really nervous. I don't want to speak and stuff. I mostly tell them, no, I want to listen. I don't know. I just get really nervous. That's That's why I drink, because to socialize. That's the only way I talk. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd be on Severus, like, read the book on audio? The big book on audio? All I can say is go to the meetings and stuff, because they do help you. I mean, go to the meetings and stuff, because they do help you in those rooms. Read the book, get a sponsor. Like, I want to do that. I need a sponsor. Be a service. And don't leave until a miracle happens. I really don't got that much to say. I mean, if anyone has any questions, you're more welcome to ask me questions. Right. Sorry, I'm kind of short. Sorry, I'm cutting it short.
So, he had opened the floor up for you. If you guys have any questions they would like to ask Lincho, please, the floor is open.
I'm not to say.
How did you stay sober through hard times? How did you stay sober through hard times?
Like I said,
Natasha asked him, how did you stay sober through hard times?
Volunteering. Hi, Natasha. I volunteered at the Lana Club. Called people, talked to my friends, prayed. I helped out people to get things off my mind. I mean, I played pool, I did all that, and it worked for me. That's all I really did. I was always there to help people. If they needed my help, I'll help them. I'm there. Can they hear me?
Turn your sound off. Can you hear him? Or can you hear?
Can you guys hear me?
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Does anyone else have any more questions?
Do you have 11 years, Lincho?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Great job.
Sorry I didn't speak that long. I mean,
what's your suggestion for the newcomer?
What's the suggestions of a newcomer?
No, that's a good question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Read the book, get a sponsor. Go to the meetings, I mean, get your, if you have a card to be signed, get your card signed, don't go outside, stay in the meeting. I mean, when I was there volunteering, that's what I see every time, they'll go in there, get the card signed, oh, this is all you want to do, huh? Get your card signed, go in the meeting, I go outside. I mean, that's what I see when I was there. And I heard you can't 13 step. I don't know if you guys know anything about that. I'm pretty sure you guys do. Is there any more other questions?